Wake up call, 1300 WTLS 106.5 FM. And we've got the new head football coach over at Booker T. Washington with us via the phone this morning, L.A. O'Neill. Coach, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Trey.
Hey, how you doing, L.A.?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
Hey, congratulations to you. We certainly been following you. We've talked to you several times about a lot of things, not just sports, but had an unbelievable season over at Pike Road. You were on the varsity staff, coached some of the younger kids too, and you guys just had an outstanding year. I'm sure that was difficult when the opportunity comes knocking to leave something that was pretty good, but this is something I'm sure you've been looking for.
You know, Mike, it was one of the hardest decisions that I made. A bunch of the ninth graders I had coached in middle school, and it was hard to leave those guys. But the opportunity presented itself, and it was tough to leave a program where I had seven returning starters coming back. But when God tells you to move, sometimes you just got to get up and move.
I read the article that Tim Gale wrote on River Region Sports, and it talked about your background. And then it talked about Booker T. Washington, and we followed them. Tallahassee's played them several times, and they're right up the road here. And it has, I know you won't run away from the fact that it's been a struggle over there for what they've had historically speaking. Coach Hurd, who's just wrapped up his career, is the winningest coach. And he had just one winning season himself. And that's the only winning season the BTW's had since they conglomerated the schools back in 1991. So you are certainly meeting a challenge, but I know you feel it's one that you're ready to take on.
You know, it's gonna be a huge challenge to go down and change the standards and the expectations and really try to build this program into a winning program. Coach Hurd, he did a great job with the resources that he had. But after talking with the administration and the admin group, they really are really committed to football this year. And we're just going to ride that wave of support and invest in the kids at Booker T. Washington.
What is the biggest thing that's going to push this program over the top, you think?
You know, I done broke down pretty much all the film. It's not for a lack of playing hard that gains a loss, but most time it's a play here, a play there where a kid is undisciplined and get out of position and gives up a big play. So the biggest thing is to get them to buy into my expectations is that we expect to win, and we're going to be a disciplined and physical ball club. That's been a staple for my father's ball clubs, and that's been a staple for the ball clubs that I've been able to coach.
One of the guys that you were able to work with is your nephew, right? Iverson Hooks is someone who had an outstanding year, has gotten offers all over the place from colleges at Pike Road. I guess that was a nice little connection that you're going to have to leave behind now, huh?
You know, I've had Iverson since he was in the seventh grade. He started for me as an eighth grader at safety and ended up leading the team in interceptions and then broke his arm. So he's more than just my nephew. You know, he's like a son to me. So it's gonna be difficult to leave him behind, but we knew this day was coming. We just didn't know when it was going to happen.
What has your dad said? I know everybody knows Jackie O'Neill, coach so many years, coached you and your brother at Real Town, had all kinds of success. What was the conversation like when you told him you were headed over to BTW?
You know, when I laid out my vision for what the Lord had showed me that I needed to go down there and do, it was less than the X's and O's. He really bought into it, and he kind of gave me a vote of confidence. He was like, if you're able to do this and you got the support from the administration and the community, I think the kids will buy in, because he said kids for some reason seem to love you. So he was excited about it.
How often do you come to him for advice on coaching things that you encounter?
You know, I don't really have to come to him a whole lot, because sometimes I come home and he'll be waiting at my house to give me a little advice. You know, after we lost that UMS Wright game, you know, he told me, he was like, I'm going to give you a couple of days and then I'm going to come up and talk to you about it.
That was a tough one, yeah.
So we talk pretty much every day. Sometimes he give me a little space because he know I hate to lose. He give me a little space after a loss, and then we'll talk every other day after that.
You're coming in. This is, you know, right to work, I'm sure, because you guys, I guess, are getting ready for spring football. So what's it look like so far?
I actually got hired while Booker T. Washington is on spring break. So I haven't really had a chance to put my eyes on the kids. I got a chance to go down yesterday to take a look at the facilities and kind of assess some of the needs and some of the concerns. Really been talking to the coaches that was on staff last year and really evaluating where's the coaching staff at, and been combing through the roster, seeing who we got coming back. It was a strange year last year. The football program didn't start practicing until a week before the season started. So they only fielded about 18 kids that came out to play football last year for a 4-A program. So we really got to get in those hallways and get out and probably knock on some doors and get the kids back out to try to get the numbers up to about 38 to 40-some kids.
I know what your expectations are. You'd like to be at a championship level at some point, but what are realistic goals for the time being? Because, I mean, if you look at Booker T, the last 3 years, they've won one game per season. So what do you expect?
I expect us to play a different brand of football. You know, wins and losses are going to take care of themselves, but if we go down and build a foundation where we're playing disciplined, physical, fast football, then we'll let the chips fall where they may. My expectation is just the effort be there and the preparation be there, and then wins and losses will handle itself.
I'm looking at the schedule, and obviously it'll be the same schedule this year, I assume, is just reversing the home and away. And one of the big games is Pike Road. Can you imagine what that's going to be like when you take those guys on at the end of the season?
You know, it's going to be it's always an electric atmosphere at Pike Road, and it's going to be a fun game to play against the guys that I've coached. My superintendent, Dr. Brooks, and Principal Sullen, they're really excited about it. They kind of see a built-in rivalry. A former coach from Pike Road is the head coach at BTW, and just that fun rivalry right there. Me and Patrick's real good friends, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that game, but most of all, I'm looking forward to just starting the season and getting down and getting the guys in the weight room, strength and conditioning, and really just getting to know my guys and getting them bought into the system that we're bringing in.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best. We'll keep up with you. We certainly will be following Booker T. Washington football with you. Congrats again. We'll hope to talk soon.
Good luck, LA.
I appreciate the love and support that y'all show at your radio station, Michael. You supported me in pretty much everything I've done, and I really appreciate it. It goes a long way.
And we appreciate what you're doing. You're doing great things, again, not just on the football field, but outside of that in the community, too. Take care, and we'll talk soon. Thanks again, LA.
All right, thank y'all.
See you
all
soon. Right. Coach LA O'Neill, new head football coach at Booker T. Washington over in Tuskegee. He'll hit the ground running here real soon, and they open up. I'm just looking with Beauregard. Kick it off. Now 4A. You know, they were 5A football in some regions with Tallahassee in the past. So, who knows? Maybe we can get them on the schedule.
Beauregard is falling to 4A?
No, BTW is 4A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they play. That's who they got first in the non-region game. Yeah.
Hey, well, now we got an interest in it. Now LA's over there and get those scores in on the scoreboard show. And we can.
Yeah, that's right. You can have them on as a guest. Yeah.
We just hadn't had that before out of them. I mean, they're close to us. I mean, they're probably 12 miles close.
Yeah, they are very close. More coming your way here on the Wake Up Call.